From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Under current Alabama law, removing a monument or memorial more than 40 years old incurs a $25,000 fine. Several Alabama cities, including Birmingham, have removed Confederate monuments anyway and just paid up. But the lawmaker behind that law wants a harsher penalty, and a bill to do that moved forward this week. It's where we start our Friday legislative wrap-up with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, this bill from Republican Senator Gerald Allen of Tuscaloosa would raise that fine for removing a monument from a single $25,000 fine to a $5,000 a day fine. It did pass through a Senate committee on Tuesday. Tell me about the discussion it had there.
Well, this is going to be a controversial bill, right? I mean, anytime you bring up Confederate issues, it's going to be controversial. It's going to generate a lot of debate, and it did in committee. Democrats especially just don't see this as necessary. In fact, many of them would like to repeal the current law. And remember, Senator Allen, he's had this bill before. He's attempted a couple of times to pass this bill unsuccessfully. They got out of committee on a voice vote. You might see it on the floor. I'm kind of doubtful. I just don't see the appetite of the legislature, the full legislature, really wanting to pass this bill. It's certainly a priority for Senator Allen. I don't think it's really a priority for the greater Republican majority.
Well, there's a bill that, along with it, also from Senator Allen, that had to do with damaging a monument during a riot. What's that involve?
Similar to that, ever since the 2020 protests that were generated out of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, you had legislation addressing riots in Alabama. That's part of it. I don't see that really going forward. I think the other bill from Alan Treadaway addressing the state's definition of riot and penalties that go toward those who participate in violent acts, that has probably got more legs in terms of ability to pass this session.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because that bill from Republican Representative Alan Treadaway, who, by the way, is a retired Birmingham assistant police chief, would require jail time for those who participate in a riot. It is on to the full House. And just give us more background on that bill.
Right. And, Mr. Treadaway testified before the committee and just said, look, he's drawing from experience here. He talked about those protests in Birmingham that unfortunately did lead to destruction. Part of what he argues is this is about the police department's ability to protect those who want to protest peacefully and do it the right way. He said that when someone goes over the line and commits a crime, right now they can arrest them, but they end up right back out there, right? They have to release them pretty quickly, only to go back through that cycle again. He said it really hurts the police department's just manpower and ability to keep those bad actors away from an otherwise peaceful protest.
While it did pass the committee, it was a mixed vote. And what was the response that you heard? I'm thinking particularly from Black lawmakers.
Right. And there were plenty of those who came to speak to the committee in dissent, saying, no, it goes too far. It would impede the right to peacefully gather, to peacefully assemble. And you heard that from Democrats as well. I think you're going to hear a lot more when it goes to the floor. It could very well be a party line issue where Republicans vote to pass the bill and all Democrats vote against it. Sometimes you can see some compromises being made, but I just don't see a majority of Democrats voting for this bill, given that most of the disagreement over the bill is coming from the Black community.
Well, finally, a Senate committee advanced a bill that would ban certain treatments such as puberty blockers for transgender youth. Give us the sense of that committee hearing this week.
Well, this is yet another example of a bill that is getting a second chance, right? They tried to pass this last year. It would prohibit doctors from prescribing puberty blockers or other types of gender transition medication, or from performing gender transition surgeries on anyone under 18, so for minors. There was plenty of dissent in the committee, and you'll probably hear some of that on the floor as well. Again, if this bill gets a vote in the House and the Senate, it'll pass. It's a matter of timing and whether the legislature really wants to address this issue. There are lots of priorities in the State House. It remains to be seen if this is a top priority.
Todd Stacey is a host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He's also publisher of the Alabama Daily News. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.